Donald Trump casts doubt on participating in GOP debates. By Wendell Hasebo on April 25, 2023. Former President Donald Trump on Tuesday cast doubt on participating in Republican primary debates, which would likely hurt television ratings. Citing a lack of communication, Trump said Republican leaders did not confirm with his campaign about his attending the debate to be televised on Fox News. The first debate will take place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel issued a statement on April 12, saying, "I am excited to announce that our first debate in Milwaukee will be in partnership with Fox News, Young America's Foundation, and Rumble." But Trump cast doubt on whether or not he would attend the debate and questioned the selection of television network, which he said is hostile with angry, Trump and MAGA-hating anchors asking the questions, he posted on Truth Social. "I see that everybody is talking about the Republican debates, but nobody got my approval, or the approval of the Trump campaign, before announcing them," Trump said. "When you're leading by seemingly insurmountable numbers, and you have hostile networks with angry, Trump and MAGA-hating anchors asking the questions, why subject yourself to being libeled and abused?" he questioned. Also, the second debate is being held at the Reagan Library, the chairman of which is, amazingly, Fred Ryan, publisher of The Washington Post. "No," Trump said. "If Trump does not attend the debate, ratings are likely to decline." Trump declined to attend the January 28, 2016, debate after an infamous quarrel with moderator and former Fox News host Megyn Kelly. That debate saw a drop in viewership, compared to six previously scheduled debates, according to final Nielsen numbers. Thursday's Republican presidential debate brought Fox News Channel 12.5 million viewers. Business Insider reported about a debate on January 28, 2016. That's an increase over the previous debate on Fox Business Network on January 14, which attracted 11 million viewers, although it didn't beat any of the other debates held. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.